I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor with Scott Eyman. The book is Charlie Chaplin versus America, When Art, Sex, and Politics Collided. HUAC, the FBI, eventually the Truman Administration pursuing Charlie Chaplin, but he's got a studio at La Brea and Sunset in L.A., and he's making a movie that will be called Limelight. It's a brilliant piece of construction having to do with his life. It's based on a story that he writes up as a novel, Calvero. What's in the novel? You've studied it. I haven't, Scott. What's in there that he makes a movie out of? Because you can't use everything in a novel.
No. A lot of it is not. He never even put it in the screenplay. A lot of the novel was never even put in the screenplay. It's a very atmospheric memoir slash novel about the Edwardian theater as Chaplin found it as a young man. And what the life like, what was life was like, what the bars were like, what the backstage life in the theaters was like. It's very rich and very nostalgic. And I think what he was trying to do was immerse himself in his memories by constructing a fictional narrative, which he then took and transposed by cutting a lot of the atmosphere and sticking with the plot, but injecting as much atmosphere as he could get into the screenplay. Because he's recapitulating his life. He's, in a sense, recapitulating his father's life. It's the story of an old music hall comic who became an alcoholic and drank his career away. Well, that's not Chaplin. That's his father, you know. But by the same token, he also injects his compulsive narrative about saving a helpless young woman, which is recurs over and over again in his films, whether it's the kid or the gold rush or the circus, City Lights, Modern Times. They're all about the tramp rescuing a helpless young woman. In this way, he's able to process his grief over being unable to save his mother. You know, he couldn't save her in his life because she was too far gone and he was a child. But by fictionally recreating it with him as being an activist adult, he could save this attractive, loving young woman that he'd loved so much as a child. So it's a way of putting his own conscience to rest, I think, over and over again. And this is the last time he tells that story in Limelight of a settled man with issues saving a young girl who's on the verge of falling apart.
And he discovers Claire Bloom, who remembers him 70 years later. She has admiring things to say about how he worked with her.
She adored working with him. He treated her beautifully. He thought she was extraordinary because he had trouble casting the part. He said he saw every young ingenue in Los Angeles, including Marilyn Monroe, and he couldn't find the actress because he basically wanted the actress to play a cross between Una, his wife, and his mother, and that was a high bar, you know. And Bloom looks a lot like Una. In fact, there's one shot in the film where Una doubles for Bloom because he did a retake and Claire Bloom had gone back to London in the interim. So he had Una do it and she just put her hair in front of her face so you can't see her face. But Una does double for Claire Bloom in one shot of the film. But it's a conflation of all these emotional currents that have been running through Chaplin's life for 60 years since he was a child.
He does have one detail that's not in the novel, I believe. That is genius. He brings on Buster Keaton. Why?
Well, the character does not exist in the novel. The character does not exist in the screenplay. Keaton was a choice that happened during production. And the emotional centerpiece of the ending of the film was going to be the ballet. He always was going to have the ballet. But there was this sequence where Calvero, it's a benefit for Calvero and he doesn't act. And he thought, well, maybe the Calvero should have an assistant. And well, who do I get? And so he began talking with some of the people working on the film, and somebody suggested Buster Keaton, who was doing a lot of work on television at the time. Now, Chaplin didn't watch television. He hated television and he didn't watch it. So he didn't know that Keaton was sober because he'd been an alcoholic for years. He didn't know Keaton had sobered up, and he didn't know that Keaton was working in television. And on the spur of the moment, Chaplin said, well, pay him $1,000 for a week's, for a couple of days' work. Let's bring him in. So they brought Keaton in, and actually it'll involve several weeks of work between devising the routine, rehearsing the routine, and shooting the routine. It took longer than it was supposed to. But Keaton was absolutely on point. Chaplin's on point. They worked together on an equivalent level. I mean, Chaplin was the director. It was his money. But they worked the routine out between the two of them, like two professional comedians would. You do this. If you do this, that'll be funny. And then I do that, and that'll be even funnier. And then you do that. And it was about back and forth. And it was a joy to watch them put the routine together on an improvisational basis and shoot it. And it was a great experience for Keaton, and it was a great experience for Chaplin. Keaton later said, because his agent thought $1,000 was too cheap. And Keaton said, I would do it for free for Charlie. I would work for Charlie for free.
Limelight is the title of the movie, and I recommend everyone to watch the whole thing, but especially the Keaton part. It's like two superheroes, Scott, on camera,
right.
On camera together, with more than 100 years of experience in Hollywood between them, and we still remember them vividly. We're going to turn now to the Limelight success and Charlie Chaplin's decision with Una and their children to travel to London for the opening of Limelight. And therein lies the crisis. Scott Eiman is the author, Charlie Chaplin versus America, When Art, Sex, and Politics Collided. I'm John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.